This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Welcome to this edition of Insight IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in Orlando, Florida. Your APN hosts Mark Fletcher and Guy Clinch bring you exciting interviews with speakers, attendees, and exhibitors at this annual event. Now here's your host, Guy Clinch.
Good afternoon. This is your APN podcast host, Guy, again bringing you another edition of the ongoing series of interviews coming to you from the IAUG Converge 2013. I'll be introducing you in a second to Diane Halliwell, who is the managing director of the Contact Center practice at Spurco Associates. Spurco is an independent management consulting firm specializing in engagements associated with voice and data communications, information technology, and IT physical infrastructure. Spurco offers unique business-focused expertise in planning, design, procurement, contract negotiation, project management, and operations support. Diane is an expert in implementing contact centers and has focused on some Avaya contact centers as well. Diane, welcome to the podcast.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
Avaya is focused on helping their contact center customers. So what is it you think about when you look around at the Avaya floor here at the trade show?
I'll tell you, there are so many awesome technology solutions available today to enhance the customer experience. I got to tell you, though, some companies determine that by merely implementing the technology, their interactions with customers will be automatically better. This is where it can go terribly wrong.
So what do you mean by that?
Well, implementing the greatest technology solution in the world in and of itself will not guarantee success. There are several steps that need to be taken before you implement technology. First, it is very critical that a company understands where they are today and what their customers expect from them. This includes understanding the demographics of their customers and the comfort level of their customers in utilizing alternative communication channels to contact the firm. Also, it's imperative that companies develop a strategic business roadmap so that they can determine the technology solution and partner that best aligns with that roadmap. That's absolutely critical in the process. This implies, though, that they thoroughly understand what they are trying to achieve from a business perspective.
Having completed these steps, is the company now ready to proceed with the implementation?
Well, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Not yet. Even with the proper roadmap and strategic thinking, technology can never be implemented in a vacuum. To begin with, the proper design must be done to ensure that the technology implementation achieves the business goals and objectives that were established during the roadmap assessment. In addition, it is important to understand that the implementation of technology touches every aspect of customer service, and these aspects must be carefully considered prior to implementing any technology.
Well, let me see if I can understand this a little bit more. Can you expound on that a little bit more for me?
Absolutely. Let's take a look at some of the major aspects that need to be considered. For example, what processes, communication flows, and workflows must be modified to support the new technology? What has to change in the environment? Often we find that those communication flows and process flows are already disjointed, and now you're adding new technology, what's going to become of them? So that needs to be looked at very carefully. Let's look next at the internal IT infrastructure and support structure. Are they ready to support this new technology? Are they going to keep it up and running and accessible both to the business and to the customers? That all has to be worked out before the technology is implemented. Next, how do the customer touch points need to change to promote the new contact channels and to enable consistent customer experience across channels? This is absolutely key. A customer wants consistency no matter what channel they utilize, and they want their issue resolved no matter what channel they utilize. How does training of customer service personnel need to change to enable the effective use of technology? Are they going to understand that their customers now are not just placing phone calls, but they're accessing them via different channels? There could be situations where a person's on a web chat and all of a sudden they're not getting their issue resolved and they've got to escalate that to a voice channel. Is the customer service representative going to know that that interaction came from another channel and that they have to understand that? What education needs to be provided to customers so that they can effectively utilize the enhanced technology and the alternative channels? Here's the problem. If they don't get their issue resolved on an alternative channel, they're never going to use it again. They're going to pick up the phone and they're going to make that voice call, and all the technology implementation and all the dollars you spent are going to go down the waste, going to go to waste. Finally, how does the implementation of new technology impact existing business change management procedures? Well, you used to have just voice and you did application development. Now you've got other channels. Are you being consistent across the board? Does everybody know what you're doing across those channels? Business change management has to expand to incorporate all those other channels as well.
So there's a lot to that. I can see why a company would need the expertise of somebody who's done this and been through it before. Having looked at these, can a company now move ahead and implement the technology?
Now, assessing these areas provides a great start. We've looked at some of the major factors that impact the implementation, but there are many additional factors that need to be considered prior to implementing new technology, and the list is way too long to fit into this podcast.
Well, we've talked about a lot. Can you maybe summarize for us what it takes to implement new technology successfully?
I'd be happy to. Understanding your customers, that's where you start, that's the key. Developing that strategic roadmap from a business perspective is absolutely key as well. And then choosing the right technology partner and solution that best meets the objective of that roadmap. Understanding, again, we've talked about what needs to change internally prior to implementation, whether that be IT processes or whether that be training or performance metrics. All of those things need to be looked at very carefully. And then finally, properly educating the firm's customers to utilize the technology effectively. These are all critical success factors that will enhance the potential for a successful technology implementation and the achievement of business goals, including an enhanced customer experience. This definitely is where the company wants to be, especially in light of the fact that today, in today's world, competition is usually just a click away.
Well, very good. Diane, thank you so much for being a part of our podcast series here at IAUG Converge 2013. We've been speaking with Diane Halliwell, Managing Director for the Contact Center Practice at Spurco Associates. Please continue to listen throughout the week for new content emerging from the IAUG Converge 2013. This has been your APN podcast host, Guy Clinch, wishing you all the best and your productive day.
This has been Inside IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in the Gaylord Palms Resort in Orlando, Florida. You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.